Progress is electricity and indoor plumbing.
Indoor plumbing. It's gonna be big.
Great. Anyways.
Have a plumbing question? Ask the experts from Benjamin Franklin Plumbing right now. Call 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Hey, welcome back, Arizona homeowners. Appreciate y'all tuning in this morning. We're spending a day with a plumber, and every line is loaded with plumbing questions. Let's see how many we can get to real quick. Romy, why don't you pull up Duke calling from Gilbert? Good morning, Duke. Welcome to Rosie on the House. Let me introduce you to my friend Chris Stanfield of Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. What's your question?
Hey, Chris. Yeah, I think it was Rosie I heard that said the busiest day for a plumber is on Mondays, because that's when all the wives call in to come and fix all the repairs the husbands made over the weekend.
That's right, and they finally go to work, and so the wives say, come help.
And the second busiest day for plumbers is Super Bowl Sunday, because the toilet never backs up until you have everyone at the house.
Yeah, but usually they wait till the game's over before they call.
Well, my question, my son has a condominium out in East Mesa, and we're wanting to change out the garbage disposal, and we know that there's the shutoff valves underneath the sink. Problem is that they haven't been turned one way or the other for years and years, and I'm afraid to turn them and afraid a gasket might break. And we've looked high and low and cannot find the water shutoff for that particular condominium. Would you have any ideas regarding that?
Well, if you have a management company that's helping manage that property, you might want to call and ask them, because you may or may not have an individual shutoff for your condo. There may be one. Are they like units connected together?
Yeah.
So there may be one for that whole building that you're connected to, or each one may have an individual valve, and where they're at is going to, you know, I'd walk around the outside. If you don't see it or it's not in a storage area or something, you may not actually have one to shut off your own unit.
And the good news is, really, for Duke trying to exchange the garbage disposal, He doesn't need to turn the water off.
No, you don't. But you know what? If you're down there working, say you hit a valve or something, or you hit the supply line, and you may not have the correct supply line, you may have to shut that water off. So it would be good to kind of find out where that is before you start any plumbing work.
And if he does find it, and those angle stops haven't been turned on or off in a long time, that would be a great time. Just bite the bullet, and while you're underneath the sink, contorting yourself into all those contortionist positions you have to be with all those strange tools that you have to have, you might as well just commit and replace the angle stop, shouldn't you?
It'd be a great time.
And what do y'all like to use?
We like to use the quarter turn ball valve type with a stainless steel supply hose.
Once you go past the valve, running from the valve up to the sink, don't use the little plastic flex lines.
Yeah, well, you know, they're in a lot of homes, but we always replace them with the stainless steel.
Yeah, absolutely. Braided stainless steel. So, Duke, I hope that helps. You may not be able to find the shutoff to your one condo. Go looking around all the condos that are connected to your son's unit, maybe a foursome or fivesome, and there's one shutoff there somewhere. Let's run up to Joe in Scottsdale. Has a question about plastic piping. Joe, how can we help you this morning, my friend?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'm thinking about buying a house, and I know that it has the polybutylene. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but the plastic piping for the water inside.
We know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and I'm concerned about, do I need to replace that right away, or do I need to worry about it breaking? What does it cost to replace?
Okay, hold on one sec. What's your take on that, Chris? He knows it's got polybutyl.
Yeah, you know, it's failed miserably here in Arizona a lot because of the heat or the installation. I would recommend, if you haven't bought the home yet, see if you can't get a quote on the replacement of the piping before you do, so you kind of go in knowing what may have to be done. And also find out if they've had leaks before. That would also be helpful.
That's one thing about polybutyl that seems to kind of resonate with me, is that if it was going to be a problem, chances are it probably already was.
Yeah, and they haven't been putting that in now for quite some time. So if you do have it's pretty old.
Yeah, so get an estimate from a licensed, bonded, insured, Rosie-certified plumber for what a repipe would run, and allow that to impact your negotiations in the purchase of the house. You're going to be glad you called. I'm glad we could help. So we've talked a little bit about getting water from the city supply to your house, what kind of pipes we'd recommend, how we regulate the pressure, too high or too low. Once it's in the house, this was one of the things I wanted to talk about. I have plumbers that I trust that say, Rosie, I won't plumb a house unless it's in PEX. Rosie, I won't plumb a house unless it's in copper. And I respect guys on both sides of the line. Chris, where do you stand?
Oh, I like them both. I if I was going to build a home, I would probably put PEX in. I've been using it a lot lately, but I'm also a copper guy.
Depending on application and instances?
Yes.
Okay. And when I get back, I want to talk about y'all's system, because one of the things we get complaints about is when the house is repiped, now the cold water is always hot. And y'all actually have a system that can fix that in some and many instances. So we'll talk about what's called E-pipe next hour. Y'all stay tuned. It's A Day with a Plumber here at Rosie on the House. Mr. Lewis, Steve, Paul, Mary Lou, we'll get to you right after top of the hour.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.